This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations Deputy Spokesperson Farhan Haq at UN headquarters on Tuesday said the Secretary General urges calm and restraint by all sides following a violent crackdown on the student-led uprising in Bangladesh.
The Secretary General stands in full solidarity with the people of Bangladesh and calls for the full respect of their human rights. He continues to underscore the need for a full, independent, impartial, and transparent investigation into all acts of violence.
Bangladesh's president dissolved parliament on Tuesday, clearing the way for an interim government and new elections a day after Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled following a violent crackdown on a student-led uprising. A federal criminal complaint was unsealed on Tuesday, detailing an alleged plot ordered by Iran to kill a prominent politician or U.S. government official on American soil. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman has details from Washington.
The suspect, Asif Merchant, who was arrested on July 12th, allegedly tried to hire hitmen who turned out to be undercover FBI agents. Federal officials are not publicly identifying whom Iran and the arrested suspect wanted to kill, but media reports say the FBI believes former President Donald Trump, who recently survived an unrelated attempt on his life, as well as current and former U.S. officials, were intended targets. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Hezbollah's chief said on Tuesday his group and Iran were, quote, obliged to respond to Israel, whatever the consequences, after the killings last week of Hezbollah military commander Fuad Shakir and Hamas leader